Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Hi, Ron.
Pittsburgh.
Ron's still there. That's the most important thing
I'm
as we
okay.
get going. He is okay on this Wednesday. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Update, water main break by the Renaissance. I told you it is by the Renaissance Hotel downtown. It is water main break season. We're going to have one every day now. From now until St. Patrick's Day, just about.
So that makes
every
at least,
day somewhere.
That makes at least two this week because they had one out in Pleasant Hills that shut down
yep.
a bunch of TJ schools the other day. And yep, so yeah, you're right. It's the season.
It's water main break season.
All S-Z-N.
Right. Yes. What we've been doing with this first segment, and I like it, is trying to find a common theme. We don't force it every day, but if there is one, I think it keeps you tuned in, and we try to tie some things together. Are you ready to play buy or sell? We're not
yes.
infusing the bell. I don't want to overdo the bell. But buy or sell. Let's play a little buy or
okay.
sell. We'll listen to Mr. Mike T real quick on Ben's peck.
Ben has a pec injury of some kind on his left pec that could affect him in, from a preparation standpoint. Don't have an idea how much as I sit here right now, but we better be ready to be adjustable and deal with that.
Did you feel like Ben Roethlisberger took too many hits in that game? And
yeah, he did. He took too many hits. We can run the ball better. We can get the ball out of his hand quicker. We can stay on schedule and not get behind the sticks and get in situations where the line to gain is so far that it enhances the rush.
An injury of some kind to his left pec. Could mm-hmm. be a blemish, could be a bruise, could be a pull, could be a scratch. Who knows? But it's of some kind to Ben's left pec. Buy or sell, Ben Roethlisberger getting through the season in one piece? Because I'm starting to sell it a little bit.
Yeah, no, I'm
if this
selling
is week
now.
Two going into week three, Chris.
Yeah, look, with the way the offensive line has played in front of him, I don't think there's much reason to believe. And look, the Raiders have a decent pass rush. They're not going to face a Raiders pass rush every single week, but they are going to face some pretty stiff front sevens, especially in the next several weeks. So it's going to happen. He's going to miss time at some point. A game, maybe, is it. But I don't think he makes it through all 17 unscathed. So I will sell Ben Roethlisberger making it through all 17 starts
and
this year.
And it's just as much what you have is comparative to what the other teams have. It's the offensive line. It's just not good enough and able to block people. Buy or sell this quote from Mike Tomlin, our very own Jeff Hathorn, jumping in on the scene. And by the way, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Buy or sell what Tomlin says right here.
Why not use Derek Watt?
That's an option as well. We got a limited number of snaps that we have available to us from a preparation standpoint, and we make decisions week in and week out based on matchups and our perceived strengths versus their potential perceived strengths. And so Derek is a valued member of our team. He's the captain of our special teams. He's a very credible fullback. Some weeks he's going to be featured. Some weeks he's going to not be featured. And sometimes it might not have anything to do with his capabilities. It's just the nature of this thing. James Washington is a very capable receiver. Some weeks he gets more opportunity than others. Oftentimes you get questions like that when you're unsuccessful. I get it, but it doesn't change our approach.
He won't flame Jeff, though, and I like that. A lot of respect for the Hathorn right there. I get
sure.
it. I get it. I get your question. So that's a pretty far bridge to go between kind of over a canyon here from the guy is getting virtually no, literally used
right.
in the right term here, in the right context, literally no snaps to he can be an important part of our running game. So back to buy or sell here, buy or sell that Derek Watt is actually going to be part of the running game in the near future.
Sell.
Right.
When has Mike Tomlin talked there about there will be weeks where he will be featured? Liar. No, there aren't. There's not been a week since you signed this man that he has been featured in doing anything other than running down on coverage teams.
He's closer to getting zero snaps than getting carries to being called any sort of feature back.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, now listen, this is different than do I agree with it? No, I think they should start infusing him and using him a lot more.
Yes.
To try,
you answered the question as it was phrased.
Yes, to try and maybe sandblast some holes for Najee Harris here and there, or at least chip some of the mortar out between the bricks that seem to be standing in front of him and the line of scrimmage. But no, I don't trust that they're going to actually use Watt. Sell it. Sell it completely. Whatever value is left in it, it's gone.
Yeah, so we're going to sell that all the way. I just, the love affair with Watt through the spoken word and not the action to me
right.
has always been really curious here.
Through the checkbook, for that matter, and the amount of money they pay the man to not play a single snap on offense some weeks.
Yeah, taunting. We got to talk about taunting here. A little bit of buy or sell on taunting that I'll explain after we hear Tomlin on taunting.
I hadn't looked at it globally. You know, I've been focused on the stadiums that we are in, but all of us to a man acknowledged that that's something that needed to be addressed. That's why it's a point of emphasis, and that's why none of us are surprised of the number in terms of being increased. The players will adjust. They always do. They better adjust quickly. And specifically speaking of mine.
Ray Ray got one, right, the other day? Got a taunting.
They were all over the league this week.
Right. They were all over. They were in curious spots. Guys were clapping after breaking up plays. They got taunting fouls. It happened early on week one as well. Buy or sell my thought, my opinion, which is this. We're parents, okay? So mm-hmm. we know nobody knows better about scare tactics than parents. If you go up those steps, you know what's going to happen. We know how to scare the hell, or at least did when they were a little bit younger,
yeah,
our kids,
they don't
right?
buy it as much anymore.
They don't buy it as much anymore. A scare tactic from the league on taunting. We're going to flag it. 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 Come about week five or six, you can go back to doing whatever you want. We did this in order to kind of send a message that we want to take the taunting from a 10 down to about an 8. And by flagging everything the first couple weeks, we got what we wanted. Go back to taunting. Just don't do it every play. Buy or sell that it's going to scale back in the coming weeks.
Buy. Buy big. There's no way they can continue to keep it up like this all year long. I think some players will naturally pull back from it, and that will bring the number down just a bit. But I also think that after spending the first 2 weeks flagging guys for things that were absolutely and totally inconsequential, that will start to naturally dial back from the officials as well. Because, look, they're no different than us. Officials
right.
are average, everyday people. Just like, literally, they are. This is not their full-time job. And even though they may treat it as such in some cases, they are lawyers, they are doctors, they are accountants, and they hear what's being said about all of these taunting calls as much as you and I and every other fan of the NFL hears. And I would think even if it's subconsciously, they will start to dial back on those taunting calls.
Yeah, they have to. It can't keep up. And the outcry from everyone, even though, unlike Mike Tomlin, I will speak globally and not just in the stadium that the Steelers are playing in, it ruins the game and no one wants to see it other than some goof named Mara. No one wants to see this.
I have no idea. Some of those calls that had flags thrown on them this weekend especially, they didn't even look like taunting in the slightest definition. You can find the widest definition possible.
I don't
possible.
Understand how there's taunting on a play like that where you clap and then a whole defense can get a turnover and run into the end zone and pose together.
Yes.
Which they're fine with. It's just very hypocritical. All right, buy or sell. Thursday night football tomorrow night. You have the Texans. They're going to play. And what the Texans are going to do is they're going to play with a quarterback named Davis Mills, the rookie from Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they won't do with Tyrod Taylor being out is, and they play Carolina, I believe, tomorrow night, they won't activate Deshaun Watson. There had been talk earlier in the year when he saw Tyrod Taylor, or earlier in the season, excuse me, earlier in the week when Tyrod Taylor got hurt. Okay, is Deshaun Watson, is now the time? Do we activate him? Do we activate him? And they still won't do it. He wants a trade. You know everything that's going on in his personal life. Buy or sell, they should have just activated him and played him right now.
I buy it if I'm looking at it purely from a football perspective. I don't know how much work they've given him, though. Like, I don't even know if he's coming into the facility all that often. So I feel like the Texans, whether the league back-channeled them into it or they just decided to take the decision off the league's table completely, have essentially decided to sort of self-impose some sort of suspension on Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson doesn't want to come to work for them anyway. So they've basically declared a detente. You know what? Stay at home, Deshaun. We won't use you. You're going to be gone eventually anyway, I have a feeling, is what Caserio is thinking. So you know what? That's why we drafted this kid anyway, because we're going to need as many quarterbacks as we can find over the next couple of years until we find our next guy. So as long as Tyrod's out, let's roll with Davis Mills.
I buy that they should activate him, and if he doesn't show up, they should fine him. Then there you go.
They could do that, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if they haven't come to some sort of agreement with all parties involved that, hey, you don't want to be here. We don't want to have to worry about the league suspending you. The league doesn't want to have to put the suspension on you yet, so let's all just agree that you're going to stay home.
It's just become a very odd situation, a total mess, and now you get to see Davis Mills play football in the National Football League. Who was a draft pick? I think like a third or fourth round draft pick.
And he wasn't altogether awful last week when he came in. He had a couple deer in the headlights moments, but he wasn't terrible.
Yeah, did he play against Pitt at one point? I think in a bowl game, Davis Mills.
Yeah, it would have been a Sun Bowl
maybe.
A couple years ago, right?
I don't know if he did or not, but I remember seeing him on television play a couple times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.